we continue to preview the upcoming high school volleyball season, we're talking Audubon Wheeler volleyball right now with Molly Lang. I'm going to call you Molly, interim head coach. Is that an okay title for you this year?
Yep, I would say that's appropriate.
Molly had been a longtime coach down there at Audubon, but stepped away a few years ago and is back on the sideline for 1 year this season. Molly, nice to be back on the sideline, I'm imagining.
Yes, it's been great. The kids have just responded really well. Both myself and our regular head coach, Brandy Groot, have kind of tag team summer things. So it's just been a pretty good transition from Brandy to myself, and she's going to have the baby here next week. So it's me full time now.
For you, back on the sidelines, it's nothing new for you. You know the kids. How much has that helped in knowing the kids make this transition even smoother?
Oh, yeah. That's been such an easy part. I mean, whether I've had these kids in the classroom or I've worked with them with some different volleyball things, kind of whether it's with private lessons or with Fusion, a bunch of these kids used to go up there. Like, I know their style. I know their, you know, just kind of their temperaments and kind of how they are team chemistry-wise. That makes such a difference. And they know what I expect as well. Like I said, it really honestly has been such an easy transition for what it could have been to have a new coach for just a year.
So, Molly, I got to ask how this is going to work. You're there for a year. Are you going to continue to kind of play Brandy style, or will you implement some of the things that you like to be able to do as a coach?
Her and I chatted about that before I said yes, and she was on board with everything that I want to do, so it's my style, but at the same time, I think I'm just really picking what Brandy started with the kids last year and hopefully continuing with that. I know they really improved a ton last year, and passing turned into a strength, and that's something that I kind of like to have as our bread and butter, so that worked out really well for when I came in to really emphasize that even more. Something might be a little bit different will be I really emphasize out-of-system work, but like I said, the kids have just been really good and really receptive to kind of any little change, or because really for some of these kids, this is their third coach in 3 years.
What have you focused on here during fall camp and now in practice?
Definitely on our passing and our out-of-system. I mean, those are two things that I want us to be known for. Like we always talk about, if you can win the serve-serve-receive game, like you're going to win most matches. So serve-receive and defense in general is definitely a forefront. Most high school teams are out-of-system probably 60 to 75% of the time. So we really are trying to work on making sure that our ball control is there, that we can be aggressive out-of-system. And then when we can be in-system, just running some different things, making sure that our offense is playing tempo volleyball. And it's not, I mean, we have to. In our conference of mostly 2A schools, of strong 2A volleyball schools, we have to be able to play quick. So those are, I guess, just some little things that I've really been emphasizing here this summer, and then especially now that we're into season.
You mentioned here a little bit ago how much they improved last year. You saw that on the floor with them, and they were a young group, lost one of their best players early last year to an injury. She's now healthy. What does this team look like? Who's kind of battling for some of the spots, and do you have a rotation, maybe an idea right now?
I have an idea, but we definitely have a lot of kids that are fighting for spots. I mean, just as you said, we have several returners that all played significant minutes last year. And then we also have some freshmen that have come onto the scene that have played quite a bit of club ball that also are battling for some spots here. On the outside, we have Maddie Nielsen, who was the player you referenced. She went down with an injury last year. Probably our top go-to player to start the season. Definitely a sixth rotation kid she's such a leader, and she's a competitor. Also on the outside, we have Audrey Jensen. She's transitioning from the middle to the outside this year, and then also transitioning from a three rotation to all six. Her passing has so impressed me this off season and into season. In the middle, we have kind of three fighting for spots there. It'll be Callie Earlmeyer, who is a returner from the middle, Riley Britton, who saw some minutes off the bench last year, and then Harlow Miller. She is a freshman coming in who also has shown some really just a strong off season. On the right side there, we have two returners as well, two seniors, Maddie Steckler and Sienna Albertson, who are kind of vying for some spots there. Sienna got a little bit more playing time last year. Maddie's just improved so much from last year to this season. And I know, obviously, she had such a strong track season that helped any other sport that she's in as well. In the back row, we have Kylie Hartle. She's returning to our libero position. She's just been really solid and really kind of honing in on serve receive in particular and kind of just perfecting her skills there. We also have Casey Antofer. She's a senior who saw some time as a DS last year. She's kind of fighting for some time in that right back position. Another freshman, Anna Larson, has also shown really just strength in the back row this season. She's also probably our backup setter in that role. Michelle Brooks, she's actually hasn't been out for volleyball since junior high, but oh my gosh, that kid has come in and she's shown some, just had a really good off season as well. There's some other freshmen too that have had some strong preseason that I look to hopefully getting to watch them play just a little bit more to, and they could also see themselves fighting for a spot I could see here in a couple weeks or so. Addie is going to be our starting setter. We'll be moving from a 6-2 to a 5-1 this year. Addie is just, oh my gosh, she's just such a great leader, and she's another one that is, she's put in the time in the off season, and you can tell on the court that just her court presence is strong.
Any areas you're concerned about coming into the season?
Yes, obviously. I think that there's obviously room for improvement. I mean, even though we're emphasizing our serve receive and our add a system, I don't think we're quite up to where I want us to be yet. Like I said, the kids they're definitely taking in what I'm saying and they're trying, but it isn't quite as consistent or as sharp as where we need to be to compete. Like I said, I have no doubt that we'll get there, but for early, it's just, we just need to be more consistent. Serving, again, I think will be a strong point, but just, again, we need to be more consistent. We went to the ESAC scrimmage here last week, and just there were moments of us looking really, really good for early, and other moments that just little things kind of fall apart. So like I said, just what I would like to see from these kids between now and when we start here, what is it, August 25th, would be just consistency, like making sure that we're sharp and consistent.
Coach, this team went 10-18 overall last year, 1-12 though in the WIC. We'll talk about the strength of the WIC here coming in a moment, but the reason I wanted to bring that up, you go 9-6 outside of that conference. That tells you when you kind of drop down into more of the 1A where you guys are at competition, this is a program that can really compete. How do you like your schedule? Do you feel like there's enough kind of 1A games in there to be able to kind of offset maybe some of that, as you mentioned earlier, the really strong 2A teams you'll see in the WIC?
Our non-conference schedule, we got a couple triangulars with more 1A schools. Glidden, Coon Rapids, Madrid's there, Knorr's there at one. But honestly, I love that we're in the WIC conference because mm-hmm. we do get to go up against strong 2A volleyball the whole entire season. And, you know, like you said, like I know that we went, 1-8 maybe last year, whatever that was. And I think we've improved the point that I want to compete within the WIC. Like, I'm not saying that we're necessarily going to, and I'd love to end up top three, but we need to be middle of the pack or higher. I think this team has that capability to really come out and kind of surprise some people.
As far as the WIC goes, who are the contenders this year, and how do you guys slide yourself amongst them?
You know, obviously we have Underwood is going to be strong. Tri-Center will be strong. Trainer's going to be strong. Loma's always been solid. The funny thing is with me stepping away these last few years, I haven't really quite followed other conference schools as well. Like, I still follow our kids, but you know, I took a year up in Carroll and I did some club stuff. So I don't really know necessarily personnel as well as what I'd like to at this point in the season. But at the same time, I know that everyone's returning everyone and everyone had really solid years last year. That being said, I think that these girls, when they were playing their top volleyball last season, we were going four sets for sure with most of the teams. And if we can compete, we can win. And I'd like to see us at least middle of the pack or upper middle of the pack. I think that if we just, like I said, just get a little sharper and more consistent, we can be there.
Well, Coach, I think it's going to be a fun year. We welcome you back. Looking forward to getting to work with you again this year and getting to chat with you on a regular basis. So congrats on coming back with the interim tag this year. Enjoy the season and appreciate the time here today.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Molly Lang again with the Audubon Wheelers. We'll step away. We'll continue to take a look at teams in the WIC. We'll do that when we come back on the Coach's Preview Show here on KCIM.